Blog Talk Radio.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go, and how come it's so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Them stars and we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Hello, welcome to this Angel Radio show called Angels, Guardians, and Angelic Realms. My name is Mrs. Smith, also known as Mambo La Reina. I just wanted to welcome you and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is our third show, and it's our new show. Previously, we had a paranormal show called Mystic Seekers, and we ran that show for a couple years through Tenacity Radio, and we talked about hauntings and haunted objects, and it was a really completely different format. And when we decided to come back on the air, I wanted to bring it to a higher vibration. I wanted it to be able to enlighten people. I think the other show, although it was very interesting and it was our ghost adventures and that type, it was still not enlightening enough. You know, I didn't want to scare anybody. I want to help people. And the angels, you know, led me to start the show. So I really want to thank our listeners and the listeners that we have that moved over from Tenacity Radio to this new format, and I really appreciate it. And tonight we have a really exciting night. But before we get into that, I wanted to mention that tomorrow I will be at Capstone House in Panama City, Florida, teaching a workshop about palm reading 101. And I'll be there at 1 o'clock Central Time teaching the class. If you want to know any information about other events that Capstone House has, their website is www.capstonehouseinc.org. And Gladys is the one that is the owner there, and she's so sweet and very kind. I really like her. And Bonnie, she's the events coordinator, and we talk several times a week, and she's super, super magical, and everybody's been very kind to me there at this location. And each month I teach a workshop. So tomorrow I'll be there teaching palm reading, and then in August 22nd, I'll be there teaching about pendulum and using your intuition. And I believe in September 12th is a mystic fair, like a psychic fair, and there's going to be all kinds of vendors and different artists and readers there. So they really do a lot of events every month. So you can go to www.capstonehouseinc.org, and you click on events. And they have a list of events. Plus, they have, like, drum circles and Reiki and hypnosis. And it's just a really, really cool place. And I'm really happy to be there every month. So I'll post this information on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Divine Realm Reader. DiviNeRealmReader. I found that some people always misspell divine, and they're like, realm reader, what does that mean? So that's why I spelled it out. So I appreciate it. We have our future guests that we have coming up in August. We're taking next Friday off. We do three shows in a row, and then we take one Friday off. So Friday, next Friday, we won't be on. We'll come back on in August. We have a dream interpreter, Cheryl Harris from Maine. She's a certified dream interpreter through Melissa Virtue. a course through Melissa Virtue, and she's my soul sister. She's super, super awesome, and we'll take some live callers to interpret your dreams, because many times it's not what we think it is. You know, if we see somebody in a coffin, we're like, oh my goodness, they're going to die. I'm seeing them in a coffin. What it really means is that person is changing. Okay, like a rebirth. It's a death and a rebirth, but it's not literal. See, so sometimes things that come out as nightmares or scary, it really isn't. It means something different. So I'm really excited about having her on as a dream interpreter, and we also have in August we're doing live angel readings, and we have Sally Weber coming. So it's an exciting month in August. But tonight we have a very special guest. Her name is Lisa Jo Davis, and she's the organizer of a large Facebook group called Hosting the Archangels. And it's an angelic ritual that anyone can do, because the archangels are non-denominational, okay? So anybody can work with the archangels. And this woman, I admire her very much. We're just kind of getting to know each other personally, but I only know her professionally. And she is on a beautiful mission from the angels. She helps connect people, teaches people how to do this ritual. She's an angel card reader. She's intuitive. And I'd like to bring on Lisa Jo Davis to the show. Lisa Jo, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Hi, so glad that we can finally talk. You know, we're Facebook messaging to each other.
It's nice
How
to have
doing?
A voice. I'm doing well,
yes.
Thank you.
And, you know, I admire your mission so much, Miss Lisa Jo Davis, but what you do. I think many people may not know the background, why the Hosting the Archangels came to be. But I wanted to know a little bit about your background, your angelic touch with the angels.
Well, let's see. I'm 54, and last August, I've always had an interest in angels and everything. But August of 2014, my life changed when I had experienced a spontaneous hematoma bleeding. And
wow.
It sent me to the hospital. I lost 3 pints of blood inside of my body. And
wow.
It was really bad. I mean, they told me they didn't even expect me to live, because they were having a really horrible time with everything that they were doing for me. And I went to several different hospitals in a short time. However, during that time, you know, you ask God for your help and Jesus, and I asked the archangels
right.
to help me, and I felt like a pincushion, because they couldn't, my veins were collapsing, and I asked Archangel
wow.
Raphael to help me, and then it just went in. It was like they were just shocked, and then I felt this really warm feeling all over my body, and I just knew everything was going to be okay.
Wow.
So
I was
in extreme pain, and, you know, after about 5 or 6 days, they let me go, and I could barely walk. I said, do not bring me home in a wheelchair. So I used a computer chair and rolled around the house, and because I couldn't even walk. I could barely even walk, and I graduated from the computer chair to a walker, to a cane, and I was able to start driving this past March again. So I'm very grateful to the angels, and when I was given an opportunity to host the angels, I hesitated, and I thought, this is the greatest way that I can show them my appreciation for being there for me.
When you went through that experience, which was August 24th, and, you know, today is July 24th, so did it happen 11 months ago?
Oh, yes. Yes, it happened.
Wow. Did you have a near-death experience? Did you see the angels when you were in this time
no,
of
trauma? No, I wish I
trauma?
Could say that I did. I probably would have enjoyed that little experience. But, no, I just felt a complete calmness about everything, that it was going to be okay. I did pass out, you know, and lose consciousness, but I don't recall anything. No white light or anyone speaking to me or holding my hand.
Well, maybe
I just,
that's good. You know, we don't want you that far, you know.
Right.
So I was just wondering if you, you know, so that's okay. I mean, they healed you before you got to the light, you know.
Exactly.
And that's good. You know, you got your, and I didn't realize that it was just 11 months ago exactly today, because it was August 24th and today's July 24th. So, wow, a lot has happened to you in the last 11 months.
Correct. Yes.
And when you hosted the Archangels, did you have a profound experience with this ritual?
Well, before I even hosted them, because I was given an invitation to host, they started coming to me where I would hear them. When I say come to me, I would hear their voices in my head, and it wasn't my own voice, so I knew
right.
It wasn't. And I started seeing sparkles at night. You know, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I would start to see sparkles, lights. And I knew something was going on, but then I kept hearing a reoccurring statement to start a group of hosting the Archangels on Facebook.
Wow.
And I, like, I haven't even hosted for the first time. How am I going to tell people my experience? I haven't even hosted, and this went on for like a week. Finally,
they
I gave
sure
in.
They are persistent. Those angels.
Oh,
are
they were
persistent.
Very persistent.
They
well,
really are. When they, you know, when they want you to do something, they bug you about it. You know, and that's such a mission. You know, and after you hosted your first, the first hosting, did you just fall in love with it?
I did. The first hosting, I actually posted it with a group, and it was wonderful experience. I did feel a rush of air go by me when I greeted them at the front door.
Wow.
And it just, I felt, I was all giggly. It was like a little girl, you know, just laughing, and I just felt all giddy. It was really an overwhelming, loving feeling that I had when they came through my front door.
You know, I've hosted them twice, and I have had profound experience both times, not only with my dreams, and they, Gabriel came to me and told me to write a book, and then I waited a month and I didn't do anything, and then Uriel came and said that they would, that he would help me with my wisdom and word speak to write the book. So when they want you to do something, it's going to happen, you know. But tell our listeners what the ritual is.
Okay, the ritual is, let me get my little notes here, because I'm a little nervous. But
yes,
what
it's her first radio show of many to come.
Aw. Basically what it is it's a, I call it kind of a holy event. They don't like to be worshipped because they're not God our creator. They're there
right.
for a mission. And they're here to help us. And they just want us through this ritual to get used to asking them and giving them permission to help you. And it's what it is you invite the, when you agree, you know, someone will send you the angels
and
you become
a. And which angels do you call into the home for the ritual? Which angels? Lisa Jo? Did we lose you on the air? Do we still have her on the air? I'm asking my producer. This is a wonderful live radio, folks.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now, Lisa. Don't you just love live radio? It's just
you
awesome.
You know, I was saying their names, and all of a sudden it just started going off. So,
all right,
the angel, Archangel Mike. Gabriel, Ciel,
okay.
mm-hmm. Uriel, Ariel, and Metatron.
There you go. Okay, so during the ritual, we call these six angels into our home as we host them like a guest, you know. And I think that's what I love about how you word it and how you teach people in the group to do this. It's like you're hosting. It's like you're inviting friends to come over. So you clean the area, right? You get your space, you know, just like you would invite your great-grandmother to come over. You would make everything her favorite food. You'd make sure the linens are clean, the house is clean. You'd have a flower for her, some fruit, right? And that's what I like about it, that it's very down to earth. It just makes sense. If you're hosting any guest, you know, you got to have your house clean and be prepared and, you know, things like that. So that's part of the ritual, correct? Preparing the space.
And also yourself, you know, kind of want to make sure you cleanse yourself as well. You know, take a shower, you know, to get yourself relaxed. You want to make a little small altar table. And if you don't have one, you can create one by getting one white candle. And you want this candle to be burning off and on. You can, of course, turn it off, blow it out at night for safety reasons. And you want one white flower of your choice that can either be a cut flower or a potted flower, an apple, and an envelope that would contain three wishes. The three wishes are one for Mother Earth, one wish for your family, and one wish for yourself. And then you greet them, them being the archangels, at your front door with the candle. And this would be at 10:30 at night, whatever time zone you're in. And you would just welcome them. I have a little prayer on the group page that can speak, or you can clearly just speak from your heart, you know, welcoming them into your home. And you
now,
just speak to them either out loud.
How long do the angels stay in your home?
They stay there for 5 days.
Five days. And people can read this information through a document you have on a very popular Facebook page, correct?
Correct.
And what's the address so our listeners can go to the Facebook page?
Okay, it would be www.facebook.com/groups/hostingthearchangels. HOSTINGTHEANGANCHANGELS.
So it's facebook.com/groups/hostingthearchangels. And people can sign up for this group, and you're so on top of everything. There's documents on how to do the ritual. Some of the pictures, Lisa, aren't they fascinating when people take pictures of their candles and how they burn? And it seems like, I want to say 9.999 out of 10 have some angelic moment during those 5 days, really. I mean, I have not seen anyone be disappointed, you know, and I think it's such a beautiful ritual. So, and the group, isn't it close to 1,000 people now?
We're like 800, I think almost 850 members. And
wow.
Pictures of the altars are just beautiful because you can customize it like you want it. You can make it as simple as just having the flower, the apple, and the candle and your wishes in an envelope, or you can be elaborate. So they're beautiful, and some of the stories that people tell are amazing.
They really are.
Kinds of things happening in the group. And
yeah, I really noticed that everybody, the very first time I did it exactly as the directions, just exactly. And then I saw everybody had added in their own. So when I did it the second time, I used my angel light crystals and my selenite and all my high vibration crystals and did a little grid around it. But you're right. As long as you have the basics down, you know, be clean, you know, have your home clean, have an apple for them. Now, when we close the ritual, what do people do with the apple and the flower?
Okay, the flower is supposed to be buried back into Mother Earth.
Okay.
The apple, you can eat it or share it with other members of your home. It's going to be blessed by the angels. Everything in your home will be blessed by the angels. And your whole environment, and little children tend to see them, and your pets will react. So it's all good. I've not had a negative experience yet.
What I love about it is that at the end of the 5 days, we send them to another home. So the angels are constantly moving from one home to one home. And a common question is, how can the angels be at my home at the same time at their home? And you have a great answer for that.
Well, they're only present. They're everywhere. Like God is everywhere, they're everywhere. They can be in many places at one time. That's what's so great about it. And,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, even after the ceremony is over, you don't need to have another ceremony. You can just call upon them at any time. Their main focus is to let people know that they're right here in front of you. They're there to help you. They just need your permission because of human free will. They're not allowed to cross that boundary. And if you don't give them permission or you don't ask, then they can't really help you.
Right,
and it's amazing.
Right.
Even if you know who to ask, I need the angel of abundance, then that angel is going to come to you.
Right. And people, don't realize that the angels, work on free will. So we have to ask for help. And sometimes we get too prideful, or we think that the angels don't love us, or we're not good enough to call the angels. And the angels love all of us. And they're non-denominational, and that's what I love, is that they'll come to anybody that calls, and with a pure heart and with love. And it really, the two times I hosted, I really had profound experiences, and I've been a spiritualist and a psychic medium all my life, and it opened up my eyes to a whole new way of thinking. I guess I thought I was one of them, that they wouldn't love me. And then I kept asking, why? And finally the angels in my dream said, quit asking why and just receive the love. And I stopped asking why. So if anybody thinks that they're not good enough for the angels, or they won't come to them, or they think they're a bad person or whatever, the angels don't judge. They're just love,
Yes.
And that is what's so beautiful. And I think what you do with the group and how you help facilitate it, because people will start panicking right on day four. I have nobody to send the angels to. Or the hour before, right? And you're so calm and cool, Lisa. They post in the group, it's 9:30. Where do I send them? And you're just like, you tag a couple people. You got it so organized. It's so obvious you're on a mission, and I love that. And it's such a blessing that you do for people all over the world. I see this worldwide, and I'd love to have you on again in the future to even discuss it more. But you also do readings yourself, correct?
Yes, I do.
And what's
if somebody
wanted to get a reading from you, how would they get in touch with you?
They could go to the Facebook, and let's see, I'm so unorganized, I'm sorry. They can either contact me on Facebook through the hosting, the Archangels. They can contact me through Facebook on Blessings Be Angelic Readings, or they can go online at www.blessings, B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G, B-E-A-N-G-E-L-I-C, readings.com.
All right.
That's a long one.
And so the Facebook group is first and foremost. So everybody, in case you didn't get it, it's Facebook groups. Facebook.com/groups/hostingthearchangels. And then you have a Facebook page also your website. And what I'll do is on my Facebook page on Divine Realm Reader, I'll repost all your links so that way, if all else fails, I'm gonna make sure that I can direct them to you for readings. And I really encourage anyone who wants a loving, angelic angel card reading or any type of connection with the angels to go to Lisa Jo Davis, because she has such a wonderful touch, and I know that you'd be anointed by getting a reading with her. So definitely, I thank you so much for being on the show. And can you imagine, that's almost 30 minutes, Lisa Jo?
I would encourage anyone that does have, goes through this angelic ritual to be very interactive with them. Whether you think they hear you or not, go ahead, invite them to go to dinner with you. I invited them to go camping with my husband and I, and everything just was so much better.
You're right. When I brought them in, I showed them around all over the house, and I introduced them to the dogs, and then we have a shop on the property, and when I went to the shop, I invited them all to come with me to the shop, so they'd be with me, and then I went back to the house, and I said, oh my God, I forgot the archangels in the shop. So I ran back to the shop, and I called them all back to come back with me in the house. So just like any guest, you wouldn't leave them alone, you know.
Right.
You want them with you the whole time. So you're absolutely right. You know, walk them around your house, show them your sacred space, and introduce them to your animals. And I talked out loud to them, like I talked to them like they really were there, because they were, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's a beautiful ritual that you're doing, and I totally support it. And I you know, I think what you're doing really is a global mission that you have. So I'd love to have you on again in the future, and maybe we can bring some live callers and you could do some readings if you're open for that.
That would be great.
Wonderful. Don't be so nervous, Lisa Jo Davis.
I know, I don't know, but I will tell you that I did take a picture of my altar a couple of days ago, and I had this purple light flashing around my pictures.
Wow.
And large, and I even kept the pictures that didn't have them in there and that were blurry, because I wanted... I'll be posting those in the next couple of days on the site. But I really found that quite amazing.
Wow.
Too.
See, they love you because what you're doing, they love you. And the angels love everybody, you know. And even though, you know, Lisa Jo Davis is on a mission and what she's doing and everything is blessed, the angels love all of us like that, you know. And that's what I think is just the beauty of it. It's just pure love. And I'm so proud of you that what you're doing and what you're doing for the world. Yeah, I'm very, very impressed and very proud of you. So, you know, thank you so much for introducing me to the ritual. And I plan on doing it whenever the angels tell me to do it. Like I said, I've done it twice in 2 months, so I might do it again next week. You know, whenever they tell me, I'll do that. But thank you so much for being on, and I'd love to have you on again in the future. So I'd like to thank you for being on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed my... Now I got
Go on. So, I'm sorry.
I said now I have one show behind me, so I'm good.
And the next one will be easier. The next one will be easier. And even for me, past shows have always been 1 or 2 hour radio shows. So I feel like I have to speed everything up, and I apologize.
I think you did very well.
Thank you. So thank you so much for being on, and we'll have you on again in the future. Thank you, Ms. Lisa Jo Davis.
Okay. Thank you, hon.